right, yes, here's the assignment regarding modal composition with chords. The chords are G, C, D, and A minor. Your assignment is to write, using only those chords, a progression in Ionian, one in Dorian, one in Lydian, one in Mixolydian, and one in Aeolian. You who are listening to this, do it with us. So, I'm going to pause the recording while Dan works on this first one, when necessary. And when I do that, you should work on it yourself. So how do you take G, C, D, and A minor and put it in Ionian? Any thoughts? Like the key is up to you.
I'd have to look at the harmonized scale chart to see where they fall.
Perfect. Perfect. So go right. For it. Do that. And the harmonized scale chart would be... it's a PDF. It would be under fretboard. I think it's under music theory... Harmonized scales, that's what it's called. All right, so do you recognize a key or a couple keys where those chords are in it? G, C, D, and A minor?
But Ionian, it would be the first mode anyway in the harmonized scale chart. So G would be the number one.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, G...
So which key are you in? You're in G?
G, A minor is the second.
Yep.
C major would be the fourth.
Yep.
D would be the fifth.
Correct. So in the key of G, you got 1, 4, 5, 2. Right. In the order that I wrote them. I wrote them G, C, D, A minor. And so that's perfect. So then just write a progression in G Ionian that... you know, makes it sound like G is the root. That shouldn't be hard. So I'm not trying to trick you. Just go ahead and write a progression with using those four chords in any order.
Yeah.
But it has to sound like G is the root.
Yeah. Okay.
So go ahead. Go ahead, play it. Yep. That totally sounds like G Ionian because it's 1, 2, 4, 5, right? So obviously you would just use G major scale
right. To
play over that. So go ahead and make up a melody and I'll play those chords. 1, 2, 3, 4. Melody, nice melody. That could be a hit song.
I know, exactly.
Right? I mean, the songs are so simple now these days. Anything could be a hit. Depends on how you develop it. So that's great, and I didn't think that would take long. G, A minor, C, and D is what you came up with. If you had done a different order, that would be fine. As long as it sounds like G is the root. Like, you would have to end the song on G, you know.
I think where the chords sit really do control a little bit.
Hell yeah, and you're going to
see... how the mode sounds.
You're going to see that in this...
Like
this,
if you hit it wrong, it still kind of works, but...
Yeah, you're going to see that big time right now.
It was easy to find because the chords just... they just worked over it, yeah.
Yeah, so let's do Dorian is the next one. So you're going to take these exact same chords and make it sound like Dorian.
And Dorian is the second mode?
Dorian is the second mode.
Yep, right. So Dorian is the second mode.
So how do you know which chord in this series, G, C, D, and A minor, would be the root for Dorian?
How would you know this? Because you have to go to the two. Because does it have to be G? It could be any of those?
It could be any of those, yes. It could be any of those.
Right, okay, yeah.
But I'll tell you a secret. You're not going to find... you're not going to find those chords in any other key unless you leave one or more of them out. Here's the other part of the rule I didn't explain. When you're making your progressions, you do not have to use all four chords, G, C, D, A minor. You can use any of them, but not necessarily, you don't have to use all four. But I guess what I'm getting at is which one, is Dorian a major or minor mode?
Minor.
So which of those chords?
It has to be A minor.
It has to be A minor, yes.
Yeah, correct. Just those, yeah.
And then what defines Dorian as like a, how does Dorian differ from any other minor?
Because it doesn't have a flatted sixth.
Yes, correct. Nice job. So the natural sixth. So it'll be 1, 2, flat 3, 4, 5, natural 6, flat 7. So can you put those chords together in a way that makes it sound like A minor Dorian?
So the A minor. So we want A minor to be. So do all those work A minor? Let's see. They all fit in there, right? They all fit in the A minor Dorian progression.
Yeah, I want you to answer that. Maybe try and play each one and see if it fits. I'll pause it while you work that out. Cool. So your progression, please play it again, was A minor. Yeah, cool. So A minor, D, C, G. And let's play that together. 1, 2, 3, 1. And end on A. Yeah, it's cool. So do some A minor Dorian.
Stuff.
You know, soloing. Alright, and you know how to do Dorian?
Yep.
Alright, 2, 3. I added a second half where I did the A minor longer to reinforce it.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Because in my head, I'm still hearing G. A minute ago. I was in the beginning, but now I'm not. And so that might happen through here. And if so, we can change the key.
I see, because it's the same chord, so to get them to sound different a little bit. Yeah.
So instead, I was going A minor, D, C, G, and then A minor, D, and A minor. Yeah. That'll...
That reinforces it. Yeah.
So that's something you could do. But you did fine. It sounds great. Then let's go to Lydian. Do you know what Lydian's characteristic is?
The flatted fourth.
Sharp four. So you do it in a major scale, and then...
So it's just like the major scale with a sharp four.
Yeah. This is a little tougher. Can you figure out which chord would be have to be the root in order to make the other ones fit?
Because Lydian is the fourth mode?
Yeah.
So I have to look at the fourth mode.
Yeah, he's looking in column 4 for you who are listening.
Right.
So I'll pause the recording. Alright, I'm going to try and help out. We knew that the chords all fit in the key of G. And what would be the... What's the fourth chord of the key of G?
C major.
C, yeah. So, is it possible that... We could take C and have C Lydian?
Oh, yeah, because A minor's in there. D's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
However, you know, Lydian's a very slippery mode, so if we add in all those chords, it's going to come out sounding like G or something. Or, you know, maybe...
So you're better off using less.
So, just a tip on that. Like, Lydian can be very slippery, so... Like, you could play C... And then, like, D with C in the bass. Do you know how to do that? Or, like, D... It's called D over C. Or D slash C. Yeah. You know? So what if you only had those two chords? I'm just proposing... Since you're less familiar with Lydian and blues. And then when you do the C, you're going to do a C major scale, but sharp to 4. So do, re, mi, but then sharp that 4. Yeah. And you'll have to do it in the next octave as well. Wait, go up a half step. No, go up a half step for C. Go up one fret first. Yep. So sharp that 4 would be on the next string. And right behind that would be the sharp 4. Yeah. It's a little tricky, Lydian. So go ahead and noodle around with that. 2, 3, 4. Very good. And one thing I want to point out is that I like the way you're thinking. You should be thinking C, because that is the root. But in case you ever got stuck with the fingering and you couldn't figure out, like, where's my sharp 4.
Right.
Keep in mind, it's the same notes as the key of G. So if you're, like, let's say you were here at the 8th fret and trying to do C, right? And if you figured out where the nearest key of G is, which would be the C shape, then the fingering would be the exact same as G major. Like, play a G major scale starting from 10th fret of the 5th string. Yeah, play that. No. And it should be the exact same notes you were doing. So I only bring that up just in case you ever get stuck.
Right, so I knew every major had a relative minor. Is this what this has to do with, kind of?
They're
both majors, right?
The relative minor is the relationship between Ionian and Aeolian. So yeah, they're all interrelated in some way, but it's just not called relative minor in this case.
Right. So G major...
is the same notes as C Lydian.
C Lydian.
It's better the way you thought originally, which was to think of C major with a sharp 4, because
but
C is
you
really
say,
root.
Yeah, yeah.
But in
yeah.
case you ever get stuck, you could always resort back to that.
Yeah.
So I didn't mean to mess you up.
No, that's because cool. I know.
But that was cool. So in the end, we had a Lydian progression that did not involve, like, if I tried to make. To involve the other chords like G and A minor and still make C the root, it's gonna be tough. Like, sound like A minor is the root now, somehow, or it depends on how it catches your ear, but Lydian is not what comes to my mind first.
Is Lydian a little more of an outside?
Yeah, what do you mean by outside? Like, less common?
Less used, yeah.
Yeah, less common, okay. For sure. Maybe you could use the word exotic or something.
Okay.
So not only did we do C and D, but I gave you a C bass over the D chord.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To reinforce that even more. So that was just a tough one. That's why I took over on that one.
Right.
All right, now let's go to Mixolydian.
Which is the fifth mode.
Fifth mode. What would have to be the root there? Earlier we saw that C was the Lydian. And Lydian is the fourth mode. Mixolydian is the fifth mode. So it would have to be the one right after
C. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Right? So what would it be? If you're in G, where you know all those chords fit.
D.
Yeah, would it be D? Yeah. So is there a way of organizing these four chords or any of those four chords... where it would sound like D is the root and not anything else. You know, so play around with that.
Right.
And again, you don't have to use all four if you don't want to. You who are listening to this, also try and work out your own progression before Dan tells us his. I like it. Let's hear it. Like, one, two, one, two, three. Away. How did you do that so quick?
I guess because the Mixolydian is the one I've been practicing. I hear more than the other ones, and a lot of like Southern rock and dead stuff is Mixolydian.
That's for sure. Yeah. And in fact, one of the most famous songs that has these exact chords is the Sweet Home Alabama. So this is great, and the way you did it for people listening and for you is he did D D C G, and the way you made D sound like the root was one by putting it like first, which is a very strong position, and giving it double weight of the other chords.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
So you had to, it doesn't mean you have to have two in a row, but you put two D's out of four, and you're increasing the chances. So that's very cool. So give me some D. D Mixolydian, melody, right? And I'll play that one, two, like, what was your groove again? It was like... Yeah, cool. It sounds like Amy. That's also the same notes as G major, but you're not thinking G at all.
No.
It would be totally distracting to think that.
It would be. Yeah. That's just how your brain works, or how, if you've played more major stuff, your brain's going to fall into where the major. For me, I hear more of the licks from it or something, from the minor. I mean, from the major, just playing
right.
A regular major.
Sure, sure.
It's so Southern Rocky.
Yeah, it sounds like that song Amy from Pure Perry League.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's in that key, but Amy. All right, so very good. You're doing great. I didn't think this would be a big deal for you, which shows your progress, you know?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
The last one's Aeolian. So in order to figure this one out, keep in mind that you don't have to use all the chords.
Yeah. So some of them do work better. And Aeolian's a minor.
Aeolian's a minor. So what, in this case, has to be the A minor.
It has to be the A minor, yeah.
Yeah. And which key, if you, and Aeolian is which mode?
It's the sixth.
And when you go to the sixth, to column six, which parent key has A minor listed in the sixth column?
It's the, so what, parent key?
Like, where?
C major?
Yes, correct. So in other words, the only key that has A minor in column six is C major.
Right.
And so are there any chords up here, C, G, D, and A minor, that don't fit the key of C exactly? Well, A minor's at six.
Oh, yeah, A minor.
That's right.
A minor.
But there is one that doesn't conform exactly.
D.
D, that's right, because right. It's supposed to be D minor.
Yeah.
So if you play to D, you would not be in, if you chose A minor as the root and you play to D, you're back to Dorian.
Right.
Because the third of D, like the science of it is, like if you're in A minor, the third of D is an F sharp. And that's like a natural sixth to the A minor. So that ain't going to work for Aeolian. That's automatically Dorian.
Right.
So these are things that you start to notice over time, Dan. When you have a minor song, any minor key, and you see a major four chord, it just screams Dorian. And you may not see it so readily now, but you will over time.
Right.
If you have it, let's change key for a second. I know I'm digressing. But let's say if it was like songs in D minor. And you have D minor and G, like so. You know, that's got to be D Dorian.
Right.
So I think you're understanding that. All right, let's go back to Aeolian. We're in A minor. And we're going to leave out the D chord. So all you really have to work with is G, C, and A minor. Just make sure A minor sounds like the root. Now pause the recording and you take your time. So you're doing A minor and C, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty compelling. Although someone could hear C as the root there. Like depends on how things end. Like,
so you need more minor.
And then you could have like another, if another section was, now it sounds like C, but I think you're right. Having it as the first chord makes it sound more like A minor, but not much. So let's put a G in there somehow. That would work. That's very ingenious. So you don't like that? I like this. You had A minor for like two bars, and then in the last bar you had A minor and G. I like that a lot, because more than half the progression is A minor.
Right, so it really leads itself.
So that's really strong A minor. So now do some Aeolian melody and I'll play your progression. Right? Right, two, three, four. Thank you.
it sounds great.
So everything sounds good. Nice job. So I'm going to ratchet up the game a little harder in a few minutes, but any questions so far?
No.
So this is great. I'm going to take these and actually analyze them so we can put them in different keys. And that's going to be the next part of what we do. Originally, when I thought the other student was coming, who's only just learned G, C, D, and A minor, that's why part of the reason why I constructed this lesson, mm-hmm. he would get better at his switching. But I was going to have him do a capo and change the keys. And so I still want to do that because it's good music theory practice right. for you. So, like, let's go back to Ionian. G is the root, right?
Yeah.
I'll use a different color to analyze. Let's say if I use the blue. G is the root. And then what are the other Roman numerals when you have G, A minor, C, and D, according to G Ionian?
A minor is 2.
Yeah. So 1, 2.
4. 1, 2, 4, 5.
1, 2, 4, 5. Correct. So let's pick a random key. I'm going to choose the key of B flat. And so tell me what would be the 1, 2, 4, 5 in the key of B flat.
It'd be B.
Oh, you mean B flat?
B flat, C minor.
B flat, C minor is right.
E flat.
E flat. E flat and F. So when you see a progression out of context, if you just saw like somebody's song, and it said B flat, C minor, E flat, and F. Could you think you could recognize instantly that it would be B flat Ionian? Probably. You know, you just instantly see it as a 1-2-4-5 progression. And now we're gonna do the same thing. I'll comp that progression, and you'll play a melody in B flat major. And we're gonna change the keys on all of these as we go along, Dan. Okay,
okay.
Like. So just make up any major B flat. This shouldn't be hard. I'm gonna give like a reggae feel just to give something a little different.
Yep.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Like. Sounds like Don't Worry, Be Happy. Fun to play it.
Yeah, the major.
You know, major is major. We
major
love it.
Major is major, yeah.
And then for Dorian, now if you look at Dorian, the A minor is the root. That would be the 1. Right? And how would you analyze the D, C, and G chords?
So the A minor is the 1.
The A minor is the 1, yeah. This is a little trickier to analyze.
Because the A minor is the 2.
Well, yeah, the A minor is going to be the 1 for our purposes.
I don't see A minor.
So
I have to look at the minor sheet.
Yeah, so I'm gonna. Yeah.
Yeah! Right?
Yes, which technically would be Aeolian, but you're going to analyze everything you do. Let's put it this way. Everything you analyze when it's in a major key, whether it's Ionian, Lydian, or mixed Lydian, you have to analyze it from the point of view of Ionian because that's the parent, like the major scale.
Right.
Similarly, in other minor modes, like Dorian or Phrygian or Locrian, you have to analyze it in relation to Aeolian.
Yeah, yeah.
So good, this is good. So you have to look at those chords and anything that's different about Aeolian, you'll have to tell me. Like in A minor Aeolian, is there a D chord?
I don't see. I don't see the minor.
Is right. So we're supposed to have a minor, but we don't, right?
Right.
So you, in other words, and if it was D minor, what would be the Roman numeral?
If it was A minor.
If you're in the A minor, yeah, and you had a D minor chord, what would be the Roman numeral? So key of A minor. Right, correct. There's no D there, but is there any kind of D at all?
There's a minor D.
Yeah, and what would be the Roman numeral of that?
4.
It would be 4. So the way we're going to analyze this is it would just put Roman numeral 4 and then the letters MAJ, because that simply means it's a 4 chord, but it's not the way it usually is. It's a major now instead of minor.
Oh, okay.
So that's all. That's all we're going to do is analyze that as 4 MAJ. All right? So now you're learning about, you know, how to think in certain modes. It's like a 4 chord. It's a 4 major chord. And then what would be the C chord according to A minor?
It would be the 3.
Yeah. And what about G?
And then G would be the 7.
Correct. So this is, you could even say to someone, this is the key of, you don't even have to say Dorian, you could say, key of A minor, a 1, 4 major, 3, 7 progression. And then the person, if they know their music theory, they're just going to automatically recognize that that's Dorian. But so far, so good. This is great. So we're going to change the key now. Earlier, I randomly picked like the key of B flat.
Right.
Now I'm going to pick the key of, how about F sharp minor. Okay, so your job is to tell me the chords that follow 1, 4 major, 3, and 7 in the key of F sharp minor, which I just played actually. Hopefully you didn't see my hand. So the one chord is now F sharp minor.
The one chord is F sharp minor.
Just because I said it, what, you know, I just...
Oh, that's right.
I just declared it.
That's right. Okay, so it'd be F sharp minor, B minor.
You're correct that it would be B minor, but in this case...
We need to a major.
We need a major, so what would be the chord?
B major.
B major, you got it. Or you could just say B. Yeah. So far we got F sharp minor and B.
And then A.
Correct. Well, actually, no, I said correct. Correct. That is right.
And then E.
Correct. So F sharp minor, B. Sometimes these things are easier to play than they are to say it, right? So F sharp minor. And all you would do is, to jam out on that, you would find F sharp Dorian.
Right.
All right, so go ahead. You got melody duty. Right, 2, 3, 4. Hit songs you can make, like you're very melodic. So we got the right person on the job for melody. That's
it
great.
Helps when I know like Dorian, Aeolian, Mixolydian, I know them kind of well compared to Lydian.
Yeah, we're gonna do Lydian next. And for Lydian, we know that the C is the one chord, just because because you could see that everything has. So we're going to put Roman numeral 1 next to C, but how would you analyze the D/C? I'm going to give you some hints. 1, since you're in a major mode, you have to write everything from the point of view of Ionian, even though we're not in Ionian. So is there some kind of D chord in the key of C?
There's a D minor.
So what is the D minor? What Roman numeral?
It's number 2.
So what could we analyze, what could we write for D major?
What do you mean? You just make it a major?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you would just do two major. You just write Roman numeral 2 and then MAJ after it. That's all you do. And that's your whole progression.
I know. I'm a little confused why you can convert that to a major.
You're relating it to the
Ionian.
Yeah, Ionian. In other words, you're just naming stuff. Like, theory isn't rules necessarily. It's a way to describe stuff, kind of.
Right. Yeah.
So how do we come up with two major? Well, it's the most descriptive and direct way of saying a two chord in the major key, but it's major instead of minor, the way it's supposed to be minor. I don't know. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I don't know how to explain it more than. But you got the concept, and then now you're going to do. We're going to change the key. All we have is a one chord and a two major chord. This is like a D7 chord with the seventh in the bass, right? Because the seventh of D7 is the C note, and we're putting it in the bass. So I could have wrote D7, in which case you would analyze it as 2-7, third inversion, but that's too much theory. Let's change keys to the key of G.
G and A.
And it would be G and A, like A with G in the bass. So now you're going to play G Lydian. How do you do that? You just play G major and sharp that 4. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so 2, 3, go. The only challenge I could give you further is that you tend to be biased toward the E shapes. So, you know,
yes!
make yourself do this whole thing in different shapes, you know. That would be the work.
Yes.
So, good. We're doing good. We got time. I think we're going to finish all of them. We got 10 minutes left to do the remaining two. When we were in Mixolydian, do you remember which one was the root? The chords were D, D, C, G.
Which one is the root?
Which one is now the one? From the point of view of Mixolydian.
So it's fifth. So wait a minute, so.
I'm going to help you out. Earlier we saw that all the chords fit in G Ionian. Right? And G would be the one chord in G Ionian. And then what is the... we know that Mixolydian is the fifth mode. So what is the five chord of key of G?
What is the five chord of the key of G? D.
Yeah, so could that be the root of Mixolydian?
It could be, because it's the first, if it's the one chord.
Yeah, so we're going to call it the one, it is. We're going to call it the one chord. And then what would be the C in relation? Now, the trick is, now you have to analyze everything according to the key of D. And you may be like, wait, D? We were just in G. But we decided that D is the one chord. And because Mixolydian is a major mode, you have to analyze everything from the point of view of D major. So, like the C chord, for example, is there a C chord in the key of D major?
C minor.
There's a C sharp.
C sharp minor. Yeah.
Right. So the C sharp is the seven, but we don't have C sharp. We have regular C.
Right.
So what? How could we analyze that? What happened to the seventh?
You just make it a major.
It's a major, yeah. And what happened to the root? We went from C sharp to C. So we did what to the seventh? Did we flat it or sharp it?
We flattened it,
that's right. So the answer is flat seven major. So you literally have to write in Roman numeral, like the little B symbol, and then flat seven major. At the end, I'll take a picture and put this as a PDF with the analysis on it. Flat seven, oops. Oh yeah, no, I wrote it right. Flat seven MAJ. I don't know my Roman numerals. And then what would be the G?
G is four.
Correct. All right, so if we take this information to a new key, I'm going to call it the key of F. The key of F. Couldn't decide right there. And so what would be the one, flat seven and four of the key of F? We know F is the one. What would be the flat seven?
What'd you move it to again? F?
F.
So F would be the one?
F is the one, yeah.
Oh, F is.
Or you can just do it on the guitar if it's too much theory. Like just play an F. And how would you flat the seven? How would you play a flat seven chord to the key of F?
To what flats?
Because the next chord here is a flat seven. So what root? We have to find out what root that is.
It's not C flat.
Let me give you a hint. The natural seven in a major scale, how far is it down from the next root? Like a regular seven. How far down is the
step?
Half a step. But we need a flat seven, so how many frets down from the root would that be?
It'd be a whole step.
Correct. Two frets, right? So can you go down two frets from an F? Well, not if you play it at fret one. But if you play it somewhere else, you can. Go down two frets, and there's your answer.
From here?
Yeah, there's your F. Go down two frets. Go down two frets from the F. Go down two frets. Go down two frets. No, you're overthinking it. Just go down two frets from there. Yeah? What's the name of that note?
It's a D flat.
It's an E flat. Let's call it E. Could call it D sharp, but let's call it E flat. And that is the flat seven. So this is a little murky because you know, you're not used to that kind of key. This kind of mode, and you know, that's a weird chord, but that would be the right answer because you'd have the key of F is one, the flat seven is a whole step below that, and then where's the four chord? Key of F. you could just play an F major scale and then determine what the fourth note is. So just go like do re mi fa. Yeah, what note is that? We'll just play up to four. Do re mi fa. Yeah.
That's E. That's B flat.
B flat, correct. So play B flat chord. So this is what we came up with. We got F for two. Quite Southern rock, because it's in a weird key, but it has the same flavor. Cool. punk rock thing, it's still there. You can take that into any key and you'll still have that kind of flavor for this progression. Nice little country lick there. Can you show me that lick? I love that. Oh, a reverse bend on it. Cool. I gotta learn that. Thanks for teaching me that. All right, cool. And then we got one more. This one should be easy. We're in A minor, Aeolian. So what's the one chord? A minor is one chord, yep. How would you analyze the C and the G?
A minor. C is the 3.
Correct.
G is the 7.
Excellent. So basically it's a 1-1-3-1-7 progression. That's super easy. And so if we took it to the key of, just to wrap things up, if we took this to the key of, let's say, C sharp minor. Mm-hmm. All right. How would you play
C.
1-3? C should be C sharp minor. Would be the 1.
E flat.
You might not be looking in the right key.
C sharp
minor.
Oh no, I'm not C sharp minor yet. Just regular E.
Regular E, and will be the 7.
So
B. Correct. So just to wrap things up, I'll play, and you play C sharp minor Aeolian.
C sharp. Okay.
Yeah. It's not necessary to say the word Aeolian. If your tune's in C sharp minor and it's Aeolian, you just say C sharp minor, as you know. So here we go. 2, 3, 4. I give you, I'll take a picture of this and put it, you know, upload it for you. And the two challenges I give you is, one, you can try, well, in whatever position you're comfortable with, try all the other positions for that particular mode.
Right.
And that's one set of challenges. Just that in of itself, you could just play these in the key that's written.
And try moving
around the fretboard. That would be fine.
Yeah.
That would be working of itself. But then the additional layer is, for each mode, each one of these, pick a different key like we did.
Yes.
And transpose the whole thing, see if it still
retains. And play them all in different positions.
And play them, yeah. That keeps, this is like a ton of work. If you want, I'll number these. Like this is one, I'll just put them in black, like 1. This is 2, 3, 4, and 5. And then I'll take a picture of this. So yeah, this is like chock full of however down the rabbit hole you want to go, you know.
Yep.
Great job, man.
Yeah, that was good, John.